Eddie Swims taking us to 8:30 on a Wednesday, 21st of August. You're listening to Radio Life and Style. But forget about Teddy Swims right now. I'm going to tell you about how Debbie swims. What's the story? Well, hey, I've recently heard a story of a lady who, well, when she's not in the water, she's normally a teacher, a grade 3 teacher at Kuro, I believe, in Salt Rock. And, well, the thing that has really caught my attention is that in the space of just 11 months, she has gone from being a landlubber to a swimmer of some note, and is planning on tackling a really special event for a really special cause in the not-too-distant future. So I thought I'd bring it to your attention and have a chat with the lady in the spotlight right now. Debbie Smida is in the house with us on the air on a Wednesday morning on Radio Life and Style. Debbie, welcome to the radio. How are you doing today?
So good, and thank you so much for having me on.
It's great to have you, and great to put a little spotlight on the story. Recently, you were in print. I see in the latest edition of the Get It, there's a cool spread feature and a QR code with a special story behind that. We're going to find out what the deal is in a second. But first, I want to find out about this journey, because we've just been chatting a little bit off air now. I believe that you've only been doing this, getting in the water on a regular basis and swimming your heart out for the last, is it 11 months now?
Yeah, that's right. So at school, our principal, Joe Rasmus, put out a pledge to try and get 50 people to swim the Midmar Mile. And I was like, I want to do it, like on my bucket list, not sure. But anyway, I thought, okay, let's just get it. Let's get in the pool. Let's do this. So I jumped in the pool on the 1st of September last year and couldn't even swim 25 meters.
Well, you gotta start somewhere, hey?
So embarrassing. But I kept at it. I kept at it and managed to swim my first Midmar in 46 minutes.
So you got through the whole thing?
I got through the whole thing. Not swimming freestyle the whole way, because it was like one of the worst Midmars ever.
I believe the conditions were hectic.
It was insane. So I managed to do that. And then afterwards, I was like, now what? Like, we've trained for like 6 months. Now what are we going to do? We can't just give this up now. Like, I'm in it to win it. And so, yeah, we took on the Ocean's 8.
The epic Ocean's 8, which I want to find out about in a second, because this was taking things up a notch. Mm. But having reached that first goal, having tackled the Midmar Mile and realizing that this is something that you can't just let go, you want to stick at it. What was it about swimming at that point that had changed your mind, changed your outlook on life, and made you decide this is something that I really want to carry on with?
Yeah, so during the process of swimming, it changed, my focus changed from the swimming to what I was getting out of it. And in that, Joe likes to call them his famous five, which are five ladies that came together to swim the Ocean's 8. And in that, we found the most incredible friendships and almost five unlikely people within the school.
Yeah.
So like maths heads and sports departments and science departments and foundation departments, we're all different, like that would never have gelled together. So the journey there was more one of finding friendship, finding a tribe that spoke my language.
So cool.
And yeah.
Amazing. So having had that aha moment and now setting your sights on the Ocean's 8. Talk me through the Ocean's 8 event and the journey to your first 4-mile event.
Yeah, it was incredible. There's a photo of me on the Ocean's 8 website of me coming out the water and just being like, yes! Because it was every second race and 1.6 kilometers in the ocean over 2 days. And again, even though you're tired, the thrill of being able to do it, knowing at the end that there's going to be a medal, and I've done it.
Yeah.
And again, it was for the charity. We knew that our swimming wasn't anymore just about us. We knew that we had to do something else with it. So we raised the funds that went across 8 little charities and was spread across them. And being able to do that with the Famous Five was an incredible journey. It was such an incredible journey. It was so inspiring. And I found my joy. Found my joy.
Amazing. And having now ticked that off the list, how often Do you still train? And I believe, have you gotten a coach now?
Yes. So while doing all of this, I started realizing, oh gosh, now am I doing this correctly? I need to take on something now. So I got hold of Lishka from Cold Open Warding Swimming, and she helped me with my stroke correction. So now I'm not so sore when I swim because I realized that I wasn't swimming correctly. Like, never
you,
swam.
You don't know.
Now it's a little bit more easier for me to navigate through the waves, through the ocean, and time myself, knowing what to do. And then once that was done, I realized, oh my goodness gracious, I need to be fitter. So I joined Shoal Kraus, who wow. is a machine. So on a Tuesday and Thursday night, I swim for an hour, but it's like a power session.
Okay.
It's insane. So I have muscles that I've never known. I've had muscles at all. But it's important now because now I can further my journey. Being able to have a coach, you know.
Brilliant. And now that you are in the groove, you have decided to put another goalpost ahead of you and to set the challenge of tackling another epic Midmar event, but this time going for the big one, right?
That's right.
The 8-mile Midmar charity event in February, and in an attempt to raise money, a significant amount of money for your chosen cause, the Pink Drive. And why the Pink Drive?
Okay, perfect. So turning 40, it's that point and that time in your life where you're like, oh my goodness, I need to check my cholesterol, I need to check my for diabetes. And for women, you know, it's important to check for breast cancer and all those kinds of things. So for me, it was a big thing to go for my first check, and I was super nervous about it, super scared, even though I didn't show any signs. And then I realized there are so many women out there that are doing the same thing. I was too scared to go. So when I realized that I was going to swim with Mother this year, I thought, you know, let me give back. Let me give back to something that's really important, close to my heart, and something that I struggled with. So the Pink Drive is important to me because they are a non-profitable organization. They are the people that go out there, their buses go, they are able to give free breast examinations to these women that can't afford it. And, you know, always we say early detection is better than trying to find a cure, you know?
This is it. And in the month of August, Women's Month, it's a very appropriate cause to be putting in the spotlight. And the goal is for you to throw down the gauntlet and say, I'm going to tackle this thing. I'm going to do this 8-mile Midmar charity event. Pink Drive is my chosen charity. And you're looking to raise 10,000 Rand for Pink Drive. This is not money for you. It's all about the cause. And 100%. How can people rally behind you and power your journey to getting that 8-mile Midmar done and dusted?
Yeah, so I pledged to the Pink Drive that I would raise 10,000 Rand for them by swimming the 8 miles. So my mission at the moment is to find 10,000 Rand. So I've started, and I have people have donated, and I've already got 800 Rand. So I need another 9,200 Rand. So I'm looking for anybody out there that wants to give back to a worthwhile cause, that is inspired by my story, that maybe wants to try and swim the Midmar mile, that is looking for just something that's missing in their life. Please, if you can help me, if you know of anybody who's willing to donate, it doesn't go to me. It goes straight to the Pink Drive.
You've got a special thing set up, a payment portal. People can donate. It goes straight through. I see in the latest edition of the Get It, that article that you're featured in, there's the QR code is right there where folks can scan, and bam, donations going straight through to the Pink Drive, to the source.
To the source, not to me at all. I don't have anything to do with it. I can just monitor and see what is going into their account from my side. But yeah, it doesn't go to me at all. It goes straight to them, and to such a worthy cause. To such a worthy cause.
So if there's an individual or an organization hearing this morning, feeling moved and thinking that this could be a really cool thing to get behind, because it's not just a feel-good splash. It's a story. It's a journey. And Debbie Smida is the lady in the spotlight right now. You're hearing her story, and you're hearing the call, the plea to get behind and to support this really worthy organization, the amazing work that the Pink Drive organization does. And if you can contribute any amount towards making that vision a reality, it will go towards making a serious difference and saving lives. So, Debbie, we're behind you all the way. And between now and February, there's some hard yards to put in, some training to tackle. But you're up for it. You've got your coaches.
completely up for it. I've got a couple events in between. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to...
Amazing.
Conquering those.
And where can folks connect with you? How can we find the portals and the information for donating?
Perfect. So I have a Criden account. Like I said, you have a QR code, so you're welcome to email me at Debbie dot...
It's that radio thing.
Sorry. Debbie.s2@curo.co.za, and I can forward you my link. Or my QR code, or in the latest Get It magazine is my QR code. If you scan it, you can donate straight to them.
Easy.
Otherwise, please just come down to Curo, ask for me, and I am happy to accept anything.
There you go. Paste. When she's not in the water, you'll find her at Curo Salt Rock Primary, grade 3 teacher. I believe the grade 3 class is actually listening.
Tune in
right now. Hello, grade 3 class.
Hello, boys and girls.
We'll send your teacher back to you in a second. And Debbie, thanks for giving us your story on a Wednesday. And holding thumbs, holding fins for a really successful fundraising effort, and wishing you all the best in your training journey towards this epic 8-mile event.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style, coming to you on a wonderful Wednesday. In support of the Pink Drive, here is a pink tune from Lizzo, turning it up on your Wednesday.